Governor Doug Ducey has issued an executive order banning state agencies from asking job applicants about their criminal histories. Going forward, those questions will only come after the initial interviews. This comes amid a national effort to ban the box, basically get rid of the box on applications that people with criminal records have to check. The National Employment Law Project has been active in this area, and staff attorney Phil Hernandez joins me now to talk about this move by the governor. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
So how significant is this action by Governor Ducey, this executive order?
This is an important step forward to help create new job opportunities for folks with records. You know, as the executive order described, there are 1.5 million people in Arizona that have some sort of criminal history, which is a really significant chunk of the state's population. You know, nationally, there are 70 million people that have some sort of record, and that's why we've seen not just Arizona, but states all over the country really recognize that we have to do more in terms of our public policy to fold these people back into the economy after they paid their debt to society.
I want to ask you about the actual impact of this, because as the executive order suggests, once sort of that initial round of interviews is done, agencies and people hiring for state jobs will be able to ask applicants if they have a criminal history. Do you think that there's a possibility that some of these folks might get through some of the initial rounds but still might not actually get hired?
It is possible, but the objective you know, really is to help them get a foot in the door. And this is really the most common feature of ban the box policies, is that it never really precludes the employers, in this case the state, from assessing the criminal history. It just delays it in the process. And so the hope is that someone can come in for an interview, have a conversation, maybe provide some context about, you know, whatever happened, why they have some sort of record. Perhaps it was a really long time ago when they were a teenager and it was a minor offense, and they can explain it rather than just excluding them automatically from, you know, a checked box on an initial application. And really, sort of more fundamentally, I think this is just a belief that people are much more than any one mistake that they've made in their lives. And again, when we're talking about people who have paid their debt to society, they have earned the opportunity to work. And it's really in our collective interest, meaning, you know, for the economy, for public safety, for state budgets, to make this possible for people.
This is obviously not the first time, or in Arizona is not the first place to do something like this. Have you found in other places that are maybe a little ahead of us here that applicants with criminal histories have been able to get past that initial round and have, in fact, gotten hired?
Absolutely. So over the last couple of years, really, this policy has taken root in virtually every corner of the country. So, you know, when the governor issued this executive order yesterday, he made Arizona the 30th state to ban the box, at least for the public sector jobs. There's some other states that have done it for the private sector as well. But what's really interesting is that even in this kind of sort of odd political climate on criminal justice nationally, at the state level, there has just been an enormous amount of progress here with Ban the Box. So, you know, Louisiana to Utah to California to Hawaii, these states have really different politics, but they all agree that it's important to, you know, create more job opportunities for people with records. And with respect to places that have done it before and the results they're seeing, we know, for example, that in Washington, D.C., they implemented a Ban the Box a few years ago. Employment of people with records increased by about a third. There are similar success stories to tell in Durham, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia. And there's actually a new study out this year showing that, you know, it's looking specifically at the public sector, which is applicable here because that's what the executive order does. And it found that the probability of employment in the public sector increased by about 5% for people with records. So, you know, it's not a silver bullet. Obviously, we're going to need a comprehensive approach to criminal justice reform and tearing down barriers to opportunity, but this is a really important step forward for people with records.
I would imagine that ideally you would like to see a place like Arizona ban the box for private job applications as well. Clearly, the governor can't in an executive order do that, but
right.
Am I right to assume that you would ideally like any job in the state to have this kind of policy?
Yeah, I think that's really the next, you know, phase in the evolution. I mean, it's great that the governor took this step with respect to the public sector, in part because Arizona is one of the largest employers in the state, you know, the state government. But obviously, to create even more opportunity, it would be great to extend this to private sector as well. And there are 10 other states that have done that. California was the most recent with AB 1008, and that was signed into law last month, in fact.
All right. That's Phil Hernandez. He's a staff attorney with the National Employment Law Project. Phil, thanks a lot for your time.
Of course. Thank you.